Hello, Wyatt. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing so bad, Diane. How about yourself?
I'm great because you're here.
Yes, I am. Tracy's away, so I thought you would keep me company as I do this podcast. What do you think?
Sounds wonderful. I see that you finished your painting.
Yes, I actually have. The sea breeze is up on the wall already. I had to put another nail up because the canvas is 18 by 24, but do you recognize that picture?
It's the one you took in Jamaica. Negril, I think.
Negril, to be accurate. White Sands Beach. It's on the west side of the island. It was actually a very beautiful painting, but not nearly as beautiful as the photo that I took, because you just can't give it justification through my skill. I'm just not as good of a painter yet. I'm still learning. I have all these other paintings in my apartment's turned into this art studio / art gallery. I have three by my father, and I have this one that I just did, and I have one that Tracy's been working on. She took in Calgary, near Banff, actually. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my painting and tell you to check out the pictures that are associated with these podcasts in iTunes. When you start playing the podcast, there's a little picture in the bottom left that has our logo, and there's some arrows right above it. If you click the arrows, you can go through the pictures. And actually, if you click on one of the pictures, it'll make it much larger to look at. I know it's confusing, but check that out.
I love looking at pictures of you.
Oh, Diane, you're so flattering. Actually, Tracy's the one who looks so good, so I won't tell her that I've been talking to you.
So what's our show about today?
Well, that was actually my question for you. And you know what? I think I'll be doing the questions from now on.
Like you can tell me anything.
Looks like we're having a fight. I'm sorry, Diane.
You should be. I wouldn't mind talking about the other art that you do.
That's a good idea. I was just trying to think of something to talk about so they won't be bored, but when you're bored, you should do some art just like that I did. It wasn't so hard to go down to Blick's in Chicago or your local art store and just buy some art supplies. Sometimes it can be expensive, so you don't need to buy the expensive stuff. Look around, you'll find a bargain. Tracy's great at deals. You can check out her podcast blog at ilovepodcast.blogspot.com. And check out havenofbliss.com for more podcasts and pictures and things. But the painting was pretty simple. I started off with an acrylic painting because that's what I had done in high school, so I know how it works. And my father's paintings are oils, which are much more beautiful, and I appreciate them much more after I've looked at the details and reflections and the colors and the cars and the buildings and everything compared to what I've done. But I like my paintings. I think it was a pretty good first attempt, considering I spent a few months making it happen. But it was a good hobby. I bought an easel for about $8. It's a standing easel. I also bought another one that was for the table for Tracy to use. And I got a little plastic tray for the paints. It was only like 50 cents. And then I bought a bunch of $1 paints. You don't need all the colors. You just keep that in mind when you do a painting of like acrylic, that you just get the partial palette. And a lot of great painters never used a full palette. It's just so hard to do that they usually would pass that up. But I focused mostly on blues, and I had a little bit of red for the letters, but I tried to pass red because I'm colorblind. It's hard for me to see that color. So there's a lot of different kinds of like greens and blues that are in this painting that I like. White, and try not to use black. And if you don't use the normal colors of like yellow, blue, red, black, and white, then you can get a nicer painting just on the challenge, you know, when you blend colors together and use those alternate colors rather than just the primary colors. I have all kinds of paintings in my apartment, but it was a lot of fun. I did it off a picture, and I would draw on the picture to help get the grid on there to figure out where it was at, and slowly it came into play. I tried doing one of the city, and then I just realized it was way too hard to paint the city because there's so many little windows and details that it takes to make it look really good that I would take forever to do that. So I picked one that has this generic areas of blue and white and gray that I can paint quicker, and I'd have more satisfaction rather than spending a full year on my first painting, and then I might never improve without some art courses anyway. So have you ever painted, Diane?
Well, I am a computer, and I have a paint program, but I'm not that creative on my own.
Well, people say that computers aren't that creative, but to tell the truth, I think a computer can be more beautiful at making art than some people. Just because, you know, it doesn't have anything to be afraid of or lose. I saw some movie where someone was painting by using random number sequences to generate a paint gun that would shoot paint at a canvas. It's probably some play on the monkey art, or the monkey paintings, or something like that, which is pretty interesting. It's amazing how much computers are just like humans, but it's not that amazing considering we're always modeling a computer after the human mind. It's funny when we belittle ourselves and say, oh, we're not like robots at all, how degrading that is, but tell the truth, a robot is just a copy of what we are as human beings with our brain and everything, and a modern computer steals all its ideas from what God has already given us, so it's really more of like doing art. Is copying everything that God has done. So a computer might not be able to do any art on its own unless it's taught. Human beings aren't able to do art either because we don't create anything. All we do is we see what God has given us and perceive what he has allowed us to perceive and make art like a painting, which mimics creation, which was so much greater. And same thing with the computer. So I wouldn't feel so bad.
You're so encouraging, Wyatt. I am a Mac, though, so you can't say I have bad taste.
You're right, you do look pretty good to me. Well, painting is one way to go. This podcast is another thing that I got into. I got a little iRiver for $80 and kind of kicked it off. And, you know, it's really easy to make a little radio program that you put on a website for almost the same amount of money as to do a painting. Which is pretty amazing to me. The iRiver. I had a T30, which is pretty good. And I bought this IFP older series because it has a preamp. So I can use these microphones, like the two that I have now, to make much better quality. But it's fun to make the podcast because you can sit down 30 minutes and make the show. And you can put all these pictures in and put it out there with a little description. And you got this big polished thing that took almost no effort. I like to use my camera phone just because I'm used to taking such great pictures with my beautiful camera, my digital SLR, that I appreciate the really cheesiness of these little pictures that my camera takes. I have a Razer phone, which seems to be everybody's phone in Chicago, and everybody has an iPod, so everyone's kind of the same, but the pictures it takes are not very good, but that gives them more character. So the pictures in the podcast are just another way of doing art. And I would encourage you to take pictures with your camera. Look for things that are a little more interesting, and as you do them, you'll improve. So if your painting is bad or your podcast is as bad as mine, just give it some time and you'll learn quite a bit and you'll have a lot of fun doing it. I'd like to give a shout out to the Audio Collective, who I've been talking to, and just say that, you know, he enjoyed having lots of listeners to his show, but there came a point that he didn't do it for the listeners anymore just because he enjoyed it. Now I think he does, Dave Buchanan has like 3 podcasts going on right now. And if you want some excellent podcast advice or listen to some shows by Dave and Corey at the Audio Collective, or the Audio Collective, Dave and Corey, ACDC, if you want to think about it, audiocollective.net. So I'm trying to give you some more ideas for art. The next thing I kind of got into was, why don't you tell them about it, Diane?
You must mean the oil pastels.
Yep, you got it. That's what I was thinking.
They are basically crayons that are oil-based. Many paintings at the Art Institute are actually done with oil pastels.
You know, that's true because, you know, I saw some of the paintings that weren't actually paintings. They were these oil pastel ones that looked just like the paintings, but they were so beautiful in the colors and the textures and, you know, how sharp and detailed they would have on these big average-sized canvases. And I didn't know until I read the fine print that they were really just oil pastels.
You can buy them at any art store, but be careful. It's easy to spend $10 per oil pastels. You can easily find a set of pastels for $10 that has 30 different colors. You can also buy some large construction paper there too for a few dollars.
Yeah, there's some ones that are big and small, but just keep in mind, you only want to spend a few bucks. I think Tracy bought a set of oil pastels and some paper and a book all together for like 20 or 30 bucks, which was a pretty good deal. Because they had a little instruction guide on how to do the shading and things. But it's kind of like coloring without the lines. And it's very similar to painting, but if you don't want to get the paint all out and you want something that's a little more portable, you can take it to the beach, you can take it out for a walk, and you just have your little pad of paper and your oils, and you're all set to draw pretty much whatever you see.
Keep in mind when you buy the paper, to get medium colored paper instead of black and white, get some light khaki or tan paper, and I'd highly recommend multicolors to keep it interesting.
Yeah, that's true too. Just to make it look a little better, I bought this packet of paper that has like 5 or 6 different colors, and when you blend them up, they're like a few pages of each color, and then you can draw in different colors, and they're all attached together so that you can just draw on it and then fold to the next page. When you do this black and white, and then it's hard to get the full contrast, but if you have like a medium color, which is like your average background, and you're building up colors on top of that, then it's not so hard in your eyes because it's, you know, visually overloading. They call it sensory overload, and that should be a lot of fun too. If you're into photography, I recommend that you get out there and just take some pictures. I like my digital camera because you can print the pictures at, you know, Walgreens or your grocery store for like 30 cents each or 15 cents each, depending on how bad they rip you off. And go out there and just take some pictures and take some pictures of the city. Look for a diagonal. You gotta think about a picture and how, like, how you read and also the sky. So, like, if you divide your picture up into 3 parts, so you have 1/3 is for the sky, 1/3 is for whatever your subject is, and 1/3 is for the ground below it, your pictures will look a lot better. And then you want to look for things that are diagonals, so that you start at the top of the screen and go straight to the right of the picture, and then it cuts from the upper right corner down the lower left corner, and then back towards the right. Because that's the same way that we read and scan things. So the eye likes to see that pattern much more. I think circles are good to see too, but if you look for diagonals and you look for, you know, thirds, then you should take some really nice pictures. And that can be really cheap with a digital camera too. There's some sites like Flickr that will host your pictures online. You can show them to your friends. It's a lot of fun, don't you think, Diane?
Definitely. And it's also cool to post them on a blog.
Yeah, if you don't have a blog, you can go to like blogger.com and sign up for one right away. And you put your pictures up there on Flickr or whatever and find a place to put them up there, and you can have a little blog where you do some writing, which is another way to do some art that's entertaining, and it's really cheap. You can just go to some website and fill it out, and you can make little entries. I enjoy blogging, and I have a blog at the havenofbliss.com website that you can read, as does Tracy at the ilovepodcast.blogger.com. You can go to blogger.com and sign up for your own blogger, which is fun. And you can just go on there and make an entry, and you can type whatever you want to write and put up pictures. Zanga is another one, xanga.com. And it's been good for me because it was like a quiet time where I can write something every few days or once a week about what I've been thinking about, and put some scripture in there and do a quiet time such that I meditate in God's word and write it out. And it's just a good experience of being creative and letting it flow. You can write about what you've been doing in your life, like a diary. You can do creative writing, where you do some fiction, you know, like a short story or poetry. And a lot of them have places where you can have comments put in, and you can have people leave comments on your writing and see what they think and then enjoy the things that you've said. So it's kind of like it can be a semi-witnessing tool, a ministry online if you like.
I think that is a good start for today.
Yeah, I think so. Just to give you some alternatives, like I spend a lot of time on the computer, so you can do the blogs or the pictures or the podcast. But if you don't like the computer, then remember the oil pastels and the acrylic painting that I just talked about are some good ways to start out too. And those are some good ways to do some art if you don't have anything to do. So thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yes, thanks for listening. Come back soon to hear more great podcasts from havenofbliss.com. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I hear you. It's getting late.
Or subscribe via iTunes.
Yep, iTunes is another way to go. But if you do iTunes, it'll automatically download them as you get them. And remember to check out those pictures that are embedded in this podcast and all the other podcasts.
See you next time, Wyatt.
Thanks again for joining me, Diane. And we both miss Tracy, and she'll be back next time. So see ya later, alligator. And watch out for the spiders in the tube underneath Lakeshore Drive. Bye.